Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
It is Tuesday, and on Tuesdays we get to talk to one of our favorite guests, usually at 5:20. Today we got him at 4:40. The great Albert Breer joins us now in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Albert, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, guys? How you doing?
Oh, I mean, we're right in the summer mode, buddy. I feel like that engaged over the weekend. I'm not sure if that's how it felt for you.
It felt like what over the weekend?
Like summer mode engaged. And this summer, Nick Wilson's here.
Well, I think we got the weather that you might have gotten earlier in the week. So, like, Monday, yesterday was okay, but it was like 45 and like raining here on Saturday and Sunday, which wasn't great. But
oh, it was like 70 and sunny here. Oh, yeah. I never get to brag about weather.
I think you guys had what we had like a couple of days before, right?
Oh yeah. Yeah. That stunk.
Yeah. Albert, yeah, I look that, like a tomato right now. It's great.
That was our Memorial Day weekend. So it's great now. It's phenomenal now, but it's, you know, it's Tuesday. So that's what it is.
Albert, we got a million things to ask you about, but I guess we'll start here. We were just talking about what chance we give the Browns quarterback competition to work out in 2025, and there's a few different ways to maybe diagnose that or break that down. But if we just said, like, what chance, and maybe for you, what constitutes the Browns quarterback competition working out in 2025?
Yeah, I mean, I would say just having a winning answer at the position, you know. And having it be definitive enough where it's, well, you want it to be a tough decision, right? Like, because you want to have good competition in the room, but you want to have somebody that you feel comfortable with going for 17 games and not some sort of plan where it's like, okay, like, well, the rookies are here and the veterans are here and the veterans are good enough for now, but we hope, like, by week 8 or 9, the rookie is taking this spot. You want a better answer than that, you know? So, you know, that could be one of the rookies. It could be one of the vets, you know, like, but I would say, like, really, like, what you're looking for is to be able to get, I guess like the bar for me would be kind of like the way Joe Flacco played down the stretch, you know, in 2023. It's like, can you get that level of quarterback play? If you can clear that bar, I think based on where you are and the options you had in front of you, you know, I don't think that's a horrible result. It just wasn't a great year to be looking for a quarterback, guys. I think everybody knows that, right? The Matthew Stafford option came off the table pretty quickly for everybody. Aaron Rodgers is still floating around out there, and the draft wasn't great at the position, you know? And so, you know, like the Browns, like the Giants, inquired on moving up to number one. But, you know, the Titans, once they made their decision that Cam could be the guy, weren't going to move off of there. So, you know, you're sort of making do with what was kind of a tough year to be looking for a quarterback overall. And again, like, I think, like, if you want to talk about making, you know, chicken salad out of chicken, you know what, like, 2023 would be the example of being able to do that.
Well, and that kind of leads into something we talked about last week with your report that you had. And so we're dying to get more info out of you with Chris Olave and the Browns and the connection there. And so, like if you're going to go after Olave and you're going to add up the receiver room, especially with what we saw them do in the draft, that had to have been with Kirk Cousins in mind or something, I would imagine.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like, honestly, like, the Steelers or the Saints shut that down so fast that, like, I don't know how serious that ever got on either side. You know, and there were a couple teams that inquired on Olave. And the idea of it, I think, you know, is intriguing. Now, he's got the concussion issue, which you've got to get a good read on that, like, and kind of where he's at. But, you know, I loved him as a player at Ohio State. I think, obviously, a lot of people that are listening right now are real familiar with how good he can be. And so, you know, would that, if the Saints didn't shut it down, have progressed to, like, really serious talks? Maybe, maybe not. But I don't think it, like, gives you any sort of insight into what they were going to be doing at quarterback, or whether or not they would have been more serious about going and getting a Kirk Cousins, mainly because the Cousins situation was really complicated by the money part of it, and the Falcons driving a really hard bargain that I think, like, sort of was to save face on their end. So I would just take the Olave thing for what it was, which was inquiring on a really good on a player who's got a chance to be really, really good. And nothing, I don't think, connected to what they were doing at quarterback.
Albert, given what the quarterback room actually looks like now, and people like myself are seeing a 3 or 4 win team, I'm just curious, like, will the Browns still be in play for those kind of moves if they pop up in camp or heading into the season?
I mean, I think they're open to anything. You know, camp and in season are two different things, right? Like, because I think, you know, camp, it's sort of like, okay, like, is this guy going to be a piece for us for the next 3 or 4 years? Like, for example, like, you know, Marshawn Lattimore, when the Saints acquired him, or the Commanders acquired him from the Saints last year, you know, that was sort of a move that was for 2024, but also for the future, because he was under contract for a few years. So, like, if you're doing something in camp, I would think it would be for a piece like that. Like, this is a building block. This is a guy who we think is better than the picks we're giving up for him, and somebody that we can have around for a while. You know, once you get in season, I think things change a little bit, just in that so much is going to be, you know, done relative to your own record, you know. And, like, if you're 1-4, you're less likely to make a trade for a piece than you would be if you were 4-1. And if you get to, like, 6 or 7-1, maybe you're more willing to do the one-year rental thing where there's no assurance that you're going to have a guy back after the end of the year. So I just think, you know, once we get to, you know, that reporting date for training camp at the end of July, we're talking about a whole bunch of different elements being in play with each and every trade possibility there is out there. And a lot of it, I think, again, relates to the point in the calendar you're in and where your team's at.
Do you feel like it's likely that they get rid of either Flacco or Pickett by the time we are done with training camp? Is that before training camp even gets underway? Like, what do you think the timeline is there?
Well, in a weird way, it, like, kind of, like, feels to me like that's going to ride on how the rookies come along. You know, I mean, I know people want to, you know, ask the question, is Shedeur Sanders going to start this year? It's funny that nobody's asking that question about Dylan Gabriel, even though he was drafted higher than him. You know, but I think the first thing you have to figure out is whether or not you'd be comfortable with those guys as a backup, you know? And, like, that's a big question, you know, like, yeah, like, so is a guy ready to, you know, be the only other quarterback that's going to dress on Sunday, where if there's a fire drill situation, your starter gets hurt, he's going to be ready to go out there and run the offense and run the huddle, with a bunch of grown men in the huddle with him. Like that's a pretty big question, you know, like, so, you know, I think that's the first thing you got to ask when you're talking about the fate of the veterans, is, like, whether or not you keep Kenny Pickett or Joe Flacco as a backup really is going to ride on the readiness of one of the rookies or both of the rookies' ability to play that role as a backup quarterback.
Albert, a big talking point heading into the owners' meetings was the Lions playoff seating change proposal. That was pulled for a vote on Wednesday before they could actually vote on it. Just why was that pulled when it seemed like there had been some momentum to have a vote on that at this latest rendition of the owners' meetings?
Because they want to keep it alive, and they knew there wasn't
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Attention, sports enthusiasts. Keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play. No purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore. From action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire, the fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Enough support for it. So why put it through a vote where it was going to become public inevitably if it gets voted down? And this is a big initiative for the league office. And I think, you know, to me, like maybe the most interesting part of this was like when the discussion went to the floor, the Rams COO, Kevin Demoff, you know, stood up and basically said, we need to figure out like what we're trying to do here. Like, are we trying to create more excitement at the end of the season and create more exciting matchups, or are we trying to be fair? Because those two things don't necessarily, you know, work together all the time. And I think, you know, there's no question that like, if you had an open seating format, you'd probably create more for teams, for individual teams to play for in week 17 and 18. And that would probably mean you would have less, you'd have less of a less like fewer teams sitting their starting quarterback, sitting key players in week 18, which would make for more excitement in week 18. So that's why the NFL wants to do it. That's what the league office is, you know, sort of concerned in. They look at each of the 272 games as pieces of real estate that they can sell. Like, okay, like how do we make more of those games more exciting? The flip side of it is the fairness side of it, which is, look, like these teams are competing in very different environments, you know. And for example, like the NFC East this year plays the NFC North and the AFC West. In those two divisions, there are six playoff teams, okay? And I don't need to go through every one of those. You guys know how hard that schedule would be. Meanwhile, the NFC West plays the two South divisions. And those two divisions have, I think it's five teams that had 12 or more losses last year and only two playoff teams. So, like, let's say the Eagles, through that gauntlet of a schedule, win 11 games, and the Niners, through a schedule where they're going to be playing eight teams from the two South divisions, win 12 games. What's more impressive? Is it the Eagles with 11, or is it the Niners with 12? It's probably the Eagles with 11, right? And that, to me, is the problem, is that it's the fairness element of it. Like, you know, these teams are not competing in the same environment because everybody doesn't play everybody. And so that led to like more of a big picture discussion. Do we need to rethink the divisions? Do we need to rethink their scheduling formula? And I think a lot of this is sort of pointed not just to 2026, but also probably more so when they go to 18 games. So I think the reason that they don't vote on it is to continue the conversation into 2026. And, you know, I mean, really, like a lot of this is going to be those big picture thoughts that people really weren't talking about coming out of that. Is like, I know, you know, there was one team president who basically said to the guys at the league office, hey, if we're going to be redoing the schedule, I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. I want to have a voice in it. So there's like real big box discussion going on about what's going to happen with the schedule and the structure of all of that. When they go to 18 games in a couple of years.
Albert, no TJ Watt at practice for the Steelers today in their OTAs. He's obviously entering the last year of his contract situation. Is there anything we can read into that? And we talked about like midseason trades potentially. If this goes sideways for Pittsburgh, is he on the table there?
I mean, I don't think so. I just don't know how you would get the kind of return that, I mean, look, like if we're talking about in season, that's something else, you know, like that would mean the Steelers season has collapsed and they don't, you know, like, and now they're moving on and, you know, like, and then somebody else comes in, maybe then you get the correct value, but it'd be really hard to get proper value for a guy who means as much as he does to the Steelers when he's 31 years old and in a contract year, you know? So I don't know what somebody would put in front of them that would make them move. They're sort of leveraged in this spot where it's like, okay, like we've got, you know, TJ Watt at 31, we've got Minkah Fitzpatrick at 29, we've got Cam Hayward at the end of his career, we just traded for DK Metcalf, who's going on to his third contract. They're really kind of, you know, they've built a core that's built for right now. And, you know, so I don't know that it would make any sense for them to trade him. These things oftentimes can get ugly early. That's sort of the new thing now, right? Like with the penalties for skipping training camp practices being as severe as they are, more guys have kind of gotten militant in the spring to try to make their point in the spring so they don't have to incur the fines that come with sitting out in the summer. And so I think this is probably just a simple negotiating move by TJ Watt, and we'll see what happens.
Albert, we get about 45 seconds. Why are teams fully guaranteeing the first-round pick contracts this year?
It's a good question. I know they're not doing it out of the goodness of their hearts.
What? That's for sure. They're just so giving those billionaires.
I think part of it probably has to do with cash flow. You know what I mean? Like, and if you know, for some of the teams, if you are paying out like big bonus money or whatever to some of your veteran players, and this is really in the weeds when it comes to financials of teams, but if you're paying out like big bonus numbers to veteran players, and you want to kind of cut down your cash flow on the back end and maybe save a few million on how you're paying your rookies, well, you know, if you're asking that for that from an agent, like, hey, can we defer $2 million here or whatever? Well, and they're going to be looking for a give back, and that would be one way to get it. So my guess would be like it's something like that. I just haven't looked enough into it to really give you guys a definitive answer.
Albert, great stuff, buddy. Enjoy the beginning of summer. If this weekend's weather, that means if you're getting this weekend's weather now, enjoy it. It was a beaut.
We're going good now. Yes, yeah, so I'm about to head out to youth baseball. Should be a good night.
All right, enjoy it, buddy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Albert. Guys.
Albert Breer there, the MMQB on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We got to react to what he had to say. We have also got the lead coming up in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today. Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.